Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
All right, it's good to hear. Mm-hmm.
I am calling back because I had some issues with my online deal. So I talked to a lady, but she wanted to do a remote access. And at that time, I wasn't able to give her remote access. So everything, I'm just having issues all over the place. I created a domain. You guys are trying to get access of it to, I guess, do things to it. And I'm having problems getting in, and I was asking her, I said, what if I delete it and you guys create one? And she's like, no, well, we can try. So I don't know. But
okay. So I believe this is for the Google Business Profile, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So we sent you an email. It was the grant us access. This one. Let me see. Grant apply miles. Okay. So let me just open it up. This one. Important, please add us to your Google Business Profile. Could you kindly open that one for me, please?
Okay.
Thank you. And you are opening this one through your laptop, right? Or computer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Once you have opened up the email, let me know, and then we'll go to option B.
Okay. I'm trying to find it because you guys sent me a different one. So, which I only got one today, where it says, please rate your experience. Let me go back. Account key. I got the account key that says access your domain or, your guys' website, and then need photos. That's pretty much it.
Let's go where it says grant us access. Important, please add us to your Google Business Profile. Okay, let me see. I went ahead and resent it to you. So it should be there in a minute.
Okay, so I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, what do you need me to do from here?
Okay, so kindly scroll down and then go to where it says option B, add us as GBP manager.
Okay.
All right, do you see the blue link? Could you kindly click that one for me, please? Okay. After you click that, could you tell me what you see on your screen?
It's Google Business Profile Manager, but it's not the... It's my personal one, not the business one.
The business one. Okay. On the right side button, you would see there your profile picture. If you click that, that will enable you to go ahead and switch account if it's already logged in, or you can go ahead and log into the other account.
Okay. I did. Right. Now it says find or manage your business.
Okay, so it will now show again business profile manager, and then under the businesses, do you see any business there?
I don't see anything. It just says type your business name or add your business to Google. But it's weird because I have a domain, so I don't know. I don't know.
When you had the domain, let me see. So there's no, under the businesses section, there is no business listed there?
No. And then when I type it in, yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing. Nothing in there. Yeah.
That actually means that there is no Google business profile yet. But let me try to search. Let me see. Yeah, there is no Google business profile yet. So a domain actually is different to the Google business profile. So domain usually is the one that is being used for creating the website. But Google business profile is different. But don't worry, because we can actually create a Google business profile for you. So I'll just have to go ahead and dash it to the right team. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go ahead and inform our team that we will create with GVP. All right. And then let me check. Next is we need Facebook access or admin access to the Facebook account. Okay. First question, are you the one who created your Facebook business page?
Okay.
Under your account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to go to, I'm going to Business Suite, which is where the base Facebook is.
Mm-hmm. For the business page, may I ask whose personal account was used to create the page?
My husband.
Your husband? Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you have access to your husband's personal Facebook page?
I'm an admin on his, so I should be able to use it off this where it says Business Suite.
Yes, but you cannot actually add us. The way that we actually like do the process of granting us admin access is that it's the primary owner or the one who created the business profile can only be the person who can add us. It's the same thing as like he did to you, like he added you as admin to the account with our process. So it will, we call it Leadsy. So you need to log into your husband's personal account, and then we will be sending you a link and then guiding you on how you can add us as admin.
Okay.
Yes. So if you do, would you be able to like call us back here once you have already like access to your husband's account? Like you really need to log in to your husband's Facebook account on the laptop or desktop that we will be using.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. But what is mm-hmm. what else is there that I have to do?
I have some
photos for you guys. I don't know where necessarily I need to send them to.
No problem. Let me give you an email address.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. That would be photos@localsplash.com.
Okay, photos, photos, local, local, splash, splash.com.
Yes, photos@localsplash.com. That's it.
Okay. Is there anything else I need to do on my Gmail account?
Mom, no, nothing else. We are all good now. Let me just check something on the account just to make sure. Chomin, Google Business Book. Okay, yeah, that's it. Now, so far, you just have, the only thing that we are pending is granting us access to the Facebook account. So, as I mentioned earlier, once you have access already to your husband's Facebook page, personal Facebook account, please contact us and then we'll walk you through on how you can grant us admin access to the page. And then, yeah, and then send us the photos. So far, that's all that we need from you from now. On our end, we'll be the one to go ahead and create the Google Business Profile. And then we'll add you as manager so we can do the verification.
Okay. I'm glad you guys are here to help because I don't know what the hell I'm doing with the internet stuff.
No problem. I mean, sometimes, especially with new businesses, they really like they are really puzzled like how this works. But don't worry, we are really here to help you out. If you have like any questions or any clarifications on about the process or anything that you wanted to clarify, please do not hesitate to call us here so we can go ahead and help you out.
That email you gave me. Isn't there like a Gmail or something? Because I put it in too. It says it's not valid.
That's strange. Okay. I can go ahead and like send you an email and then you can just respond back to that email.
Okay.
This one. Okay, this. So this one is entitled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification.
Okay.
So you can just respond to that email and then provide us pictures.
Okay. That works.
All righty. Perfect. Anything else?
No, that would be it. Thank you.
No problem, Elizabeth. Again, if you have questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call.
Okay. Appreciate it. And you said you sent an email, not a text, correct?
Yes. Actually, both will come to you first is text and then email. But yes, an email will be sent as well. You will receive it.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. ayaw na yung nakatawagan ko na importante yung cable ads nyo. Do not disturb.